Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing energy infrastructure attacks in Ukraine, outlook and impact during 2024 to 2025 cold season. Part 1. Overview. Attacks on energy infrastructure are highly likely to continue into Ukraine's upcoming cold season. Since April 2024, damaging countrywide attacks have further degraded the country's energy production capacity. The country can cover only half of the upcoming winter's energy demand. Russia is increasing supplies of missiles and drones to not only sustain but also potentially increase the number and volume of airstrikes. Ukraine's defensive capability is likely to either remain the same or deteriorate, making it challenging to counter all missile and drone attacks on energy infrastructure. A worst-case combination of delayed repairs to power grid infrastructure, lower than expected electricity imports, and increased damage is likely to result in prolonged power outages amid severe winter conditions. During the cold season, prolonged power outages, both state-controlled and uncontrolled, will have a direct impact and subsequent negative consequences on essential needs, such as health, shelter, wash, safety, and education, as well as humanitarian operations. The impact will be countrywide, affecting private industries, small businesses, and the overall economy, with socioeconomically vulnerable families also facing higher living costs and rising inflation. Outages will impact urban and rural areas, with a compounding effect on people living in frontline regions, particularly older people and IDPs. Part 2. Attacks on the energy infrastructure. Part A. 2022 to 2023. Russian forces launched the first wave of combined missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure in October 2022, and Ukraine introduced the first state-controlled power outages, known as stabilizing power outages or rolling electricity blackouts, that same month. By the end of the year, Ukraine's energy production capacity had fallen by 30%, including the effects after Russian forces took over the largest NPP in Zaporizhzhia Oblast as well as two TPPs in southern and eastern regions of Ukraine. Russian forces also extensively targeted the transformer substations connected to NPPs. The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in June 2023 resulted in the immediate loss of 350 megawatts of hydro generation capacity in the region. Overall, 12 million people experienced interrupted electricity access, causing internet, communications, water, and heating system disruptions during the 2022 to 2023 winter season. There were no stabilizing state-controlled power outages during the 2023 to 2024 cold season. Ukraine mitigated the attack's impact by conducting energy infrastructure maintenance, restoring damaged infrastructure, increasing gas production, importing energy from neighboring countries, and harnessing international in-kind and financial support for its energy sector. Part B. Since the spring of 2024, Russian forces have shifted their strategy and started using high-precision missiles targeting production capacity in areas where air defense has a lower capacity. Russian missiles, which typically landed 100 to 200 meters from their targets earlier in the war, have improved their accuracy to within 1 meter. The attacks have caused widespread destruction, heavily affecting major TPPs and hydroelectric power plants across the country. In northern Kievska and eastern Kharkivska oblasts, attacks have destroyed two TPPs that produced 8% of the country's electricity, as well as Tripilia TPP in Kievska, which powered Cherkasska, Kievska, and Zhytomyrska oblasts. In Kharkivska oblast, the attacks damaged the region's largest TPP in March 2024 before destroying it in April. Similarly, a total of 12 attacks throughout 2022 damaged a TPP in Ivano-Frankivska oblast in May of that year and had destroyed it by June. Attacks on another TPP in Vinnytska oblast caused significant damage in March 2024. In northern Sumska Oblast, the extent of the damage from the March 2024 attack on a TPP that provided 75% of the oblast's electricity is not public, nor is the damage on three HPPs in central Cherkasska, western Chernivtsi, and eastern Zaporizhzhia oblasts. By May 2024, attacks had destroyed 80% of the TPPs and 50% of the HPPs across the country. In comparison, attacks in 2022-2023 targeted high-voltage lines, transformer substations, distribution stations, and control, protection, and measurement systems, which are considered easier to repair than electricity production facilities. Between 22-29 March 2024, Russian forces launched a series of airstrikes using high-precision missiles on 10 oblasts, damaging the largest hydroelectric power station in Ukraine, the Dnipro HPP in Zaporizhzhia Oblast, and a thermal power station in Kharkivska Oblast. On 26 August 2024, Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones targeting, in part, energy infrastructure in 15 oblasts throughout Ukraine. This attack is considered the largest in terms of the number of missiles and drones specifically targeting energy infrastructure and launched simultaneously since 2022. One of the targets in this attack was an HPP in northern Kievska Oblast. Electrical substations that are also crucial for nuclear safety were targeted as well. Attacks on energy infrastructure have continued into early September 2024. By May 2024, the estimated cost of damage to the energy sector was over $16 billion. This includes damage to thermal, hydroelectric, and nuclear power plants, electricity and gas production, transmission and distribution facilities, oil production and refineries, oil and petroleum storage facilities, the coal industry, and district heating. Revenue loss for the energy sector alone is estimated at $40 billion, and the full restoration and rehabilitation of the energy sector is estimated to cost $50 billion. Part C: Recent rolling blackouts. There are two types of state-controlled power outages: emergency shutdowns and stabilizing outages. Emergency shutdowns are unplanned but necessary to balance the power system and prevent its collapse. Otherwise, repairs would last days or weeks. Emergency shutdowns occur within 10 to 15 minutes after the detection of an overload and can last up to 4 hours at a time. In May 2024, after the damage and destruction from increased attacks a month earlier caused a power deficit, the government of Ukraine had to reintroduce rolling electricity blackouts. Depending on the extent of energy repairs and energy demand versus availability, the schedule can be stricter, with rolling blackout sessions lasting up to 8 hours instead of the planned 4 hours. On the other hand, an improved energy situation can lead to a less strict schedule with shorter planned blackout sessions or fewer sessions per day. Between April and August 2024, several heat waves and the limited imported electricity meant that the quantity of energy could not match the demand, and the countrywide rolling blackouts lasted longer per session. In late July, Ukrainian officials announced that there would no longer be strict power outages over the next 3 months as long as there was no additional significant damage to electrical infrastructure. Cooler summer weather, energy imports from neighboring countries, and an increase in the production of renewable energy will contribute to less strict rolling blackouts until October 2024, with power outages only planned in the evenings. Since the largest attack on 26 August 2024, planned power outages have become stricter in Kyiv City and Dnipropetrovska, Donetska, Kyivska, and Odessa oblasts. The attacks involved missiles or drones causing damage or destruction after hitting energy infrastructure. The ensuing power outages have been uncontrolled, localized, and temporary. Government services are working on restoring electricity to the affected regions or neighborhoods, but the lengths of outages vary and depend on the extent of the damage. Cyberattacks that target energy infrastructure can also cause uncontrolled power outages. Part D: Mitigation and Repair Efforts. Even before 2022, Ukraine's energy system already needed major repairs. Pre-existing issues, such as low operating efficiency and high power losses at the district heating and power distribution levels, lowered the energy sector's resilience, making it more fragile to attacks. Similar to previous years, in 2024, Ukraine has undertaken a series of measures to mitigate the impact on the energy sector while also working on energy infrastructure maintenance and repairs. First, the government of Ukraine has requested international support, both for increasing defense capabilities and directly for energy infrastructure. Overall, Ukraine has received more than 7,700 power generators, close to 3,000 transformers, and 5 large auto transformers since 2022, in part through the support of the EU Civil Protection Mechanism. In July 2024, the European Commission and Ukraine's Ministry of Energy established the Ukraine Energy Support Fund to better coordinate financial and in-kind support to Ukraine. Ukraine also increased the volume of electricity imports to 850 megawatt-hours in June from 150 megawatt-hours in March, with the maximum important capacity being 1.7 gigawatt-hours. Electricity imports ensure that industries and businesses have uninterrupted power. Increasing energy import capacity for Ukraine is also under discussion with the EU. Power generator allocation has prioritized healthcare facilities to mitigate the life-threatening impacts of all types of power outages. In early 2024, Ukraine also launched the construction of 2 additional reactor units out of the 4 planned for the Khmelnytsky NPP to make up for the lost capacity resulting from the Russian takeover of the 6-gigawatt Zaporizhia NPP. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.